Are we ready?
Yep.
Wow, this is going to be an exciting meeting. I can feel it.
Yes.
All right. Let's call the order. Call to order the meeting of the Board of Adjustment on September 20th at 4 o'clock. Roll call.
McGill, absent. Scarlett.
Here.
Youngberg, absent. Brecky.
Here.
Bruns.
Here.
Okay. All right. Minutes from our previous meeting. That would be the August 16th meeting. Did everybody have a chance to look at those?
I already approved, right?
Did what?
No, I said he's already approved.
Oh, that's right. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, we're going to get official though.
Okay.
I move to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Okay. We need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor and a second to approve the minutes. Do we need to roll call those or just say aye? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Discussion and consideration of VAR 0417 Vince variance request. Mm-hmm. Amelia.
Yes. So we have a variance request before you tonight. However, the applicant has requested that it be tabled to the October 18th meeting. I've provided you with a letter that the applicant's request that he sent in an email to us. So we can entertain a motion on tabling.
He's contacted his attorney, and he would like his attorney to be at that meeting. She is not available for this meeting.
So we have a motion to approve that. Second.
We need to have a motion to table it?
Yeah, because then we'll bring it off the table the next
until
time.
The October 18th.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Other business.
I do have some information for you. We did receive some information from the attorneys representing the county, the Board of Adjustment, with regard to the YSS appeal. And the issue was finally heard by the judge. And it was a question of whether or not the petition was legally sufficient. And the judge ruled that it was legally sufficient, which means our attorneys are now required to turn over a lot of the documentation, all of the documentation, staff reports, notices. We provided a lot of information with regard to this case. And so the information that we provided to our attorneys will be provided to the judge, and then they'll have a hearing on the information that was provided and then make a decision about the challenge. So I don't know that the actual hearing date has been set, but when I find out about that, I'll forward it on to you. The first thing that we're waiting to see if it was a legitimate challenge on the petition and the judge is accepting the challenge. So we go to the next step, which is to have the judge review all that documentation.
So is that lawsuit against the planning and zoning as well as the Board of Adjustment?
I think they list the Board of Adjustment and then also the applicant, YSS, is listed on it as well. But I just want to give you an update about that.
And will their attorneys be able to see the information that you are turning over to the judge?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've got that, and then I just heard about something that I'm going to pass along to you. If you're interested, please let either I or Stephanie know. The planner from Martin Marietta contacted me, and they're doing some type of, for lack of a better word, like an open house on the 29th. And there's a special time period. If you're interested, you could participate in. It would be the 29th at 3 p.m.
Of October?
September. So it'd be next Friday.
Okay.
And there's no charge to do this. They're doing a fundraiser for one of the nonprofits in Ames. So they're accepting like food items or a cash donation. But if you're interested in seeing what it looks like to go on this tour, get back to Stephanie or I by this Friday, which is the 22nd. And again, this would be for the 29th of September at 3 p.m. You would need to be there like 15 minutes before 2:45. Yep, they require everyone to watch a video on safety. So I just wanted to throw that out. We'll be communicating with the rest of the Board of Adjustment members, Planning and Zoning Commission, and staff. Mm-hmm.
That's the same day that Van and Bonnie are going to be there.
They're promoting it, yep.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock. In the morning.
Yeah. That's when it starts, 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So with this, you get to sleep in, do your work.
Is it the same, pretty much, to either way?
Same. But it's kind of a special deal where you won't be required to. Apparently, there's people come from all throughout the state, from other states, mm-hmm. and there's a long line, and it takes like 2 hours to actually go from where you're standing to being in the bus to taking the tour.
Wow. Have you done it?
I have not, but I've heard from others here at the time that
have
taken it.
I've
been
through it. Have you?
Yeah. Mine below the ground?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So anyway, that's all that I have. I don't know if you have any questions for me.
Anything from you, Amelia? No.
Oh.
Stephanie, do you know anything?
No.
All right. Well, with that, I need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're done.
Six and a half.